Hello and welcome to Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. It's that time of the year. It's one of the best times of the year. It's before harvest. Wines are being released. Whites, then followed by reds. And everybody gets to celebrate the artistry of winemaking. Around me are the Cowichan Wineries. And the Cowichan Wineries are starting their entire month of August as the Cowichan Wine Festival, kicking it off on Wednesday of this coming week in a spectacular setting, the Malahat Skywalk, right at the peak of the Malahat Drive. There will be 13 wineries. Each will pour at least one wine. You get to meet the winemakers. Each one of the wineries in the Cowichan Valley will be opening their doors and welcoming you to come and visit, get to know them, have a bite, have a taste. It is the best time of the year. It really is. By the way, Julie Powell, who is the president of the Cowichan Wineries Society, will be our guest in segment four, and we'll finish the show. But we start with the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards, Dan Wright. And what a time to be the winemaker, because they have literally built an entire new winery on the site. I drove by today. The old tasting room is gone. There's a brand new tasting room. Gorgeous. But they're going to need it because, since they were purchased, they bought acreage just west of Duncan, and they planted many acres of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, a little Gamay in there as well. Things are buzzing, friends, in the Cowichan Valley. If three different wineries are purchased by California families, when they have their choice of just anywhere in the world they can buy, you know something's going on, friends. It has to do with climate change. It has to do with what we can grow and what the wines taste like in the Cowichan Valley. Enjoy this and pay us a visit. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Wine BC, where the mountains meet the vines. Your BC wine adventure begins. Savor and explore vibrant flavors as you wander through rolling vineyards. Your perfect getaway is waiting. Start planning now at winebc.com. Welcome to Tasting Room Radio. He is Dan Wright. I'm Terry David Mulligan, and we have found ourselves at Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley on 2519 Cameron Taggart Road in Mill Bay. We are outside in the summer tasting room. What is it? First of all, behind you is the tasting room. So just talk about the outside for a second, because this is a whole new area.
Yeah. So brand new tasting room, just opened first week of July. You'll still drive into the same property if you've been here before. And you'll rock up and you'll notice our beautiful display barrels in the windows, reaching up to the windows, and enter the room, be greeted by one of our tasting room hosts, and likely poured a glass of Charme de Lille, which we'll talk about. And then you can enter onto our patio, which is where Terry and I are.
So there's a sea of umbrellas, yeah. And the place is really busy.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's summer, it's busy season, July, so yeah, definitely recommend booking ahead. But we've got a fair bit of space now. This is brand new.
Do we know who's coming? Who's coming through the front door these days?
I mean, I hope someone in the company does. I haven't looked or don't have those statistics on the top of my head. No.
Okay. I've been driving by the construction since you started, yeah, on my way to the morning walk at Cobble Hill, where we will bump into each other from time to time. Dan, what?
Yeah.
You're the winemaker, mm-hmm, and so you actually get a chance to help shape what this building, what this construction is like.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you jump in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so we started planning this in, you know, I think we started some early conversations in late 21, and then actually started planning this facility in 2022. And I was there from the beginning, working with process engineers. We hired a process engineer out of South Africa that our parent company, Jackson Family, has worked with before. And then we, from there, hired architects. We hired and then general contractor. And so, yeah, it's an amazing project that I've been a part of from soup to nuts. And it's just been an amazing career experience for me.
It's, you know, we've watched flash money come into the wine business, especially in British Columbia, where they say they have an idea. They go on a vacation. They say, let's start a winery. But you guys have been in the Cowichan Valley as long as I can remember. And the Jackson family has been in Napa Sonoma wine business forever. It's nice to know that the people coming in ownership, understand completely the language you're talking.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to have people who purchase the winery be a wine family in the wine business, and not, you know, it's great to work with people who understand this business, who have a long-term vision, who are generational. Yep. They're setting this up for the long term. Yeah, so much in the wine industry, especially establishing vineyards, but, you know, building winery, it's a long game. So you need that long-term vision. If you are looking to make a quick return, it's not the business for you.
I like the commitment.
Yeah,
is what I do. And because they saw something in you and the Cowichan that maybe even we took for granted. What did they spot? What was it? Was it the terroir? Was it the weather? Was it the climate change? Was it all of that combined?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Yeah, I think they're known for coastal vineyards, and they're known for being a bit early. You know, they were pretty early in Willamette Valley, for example, and other places in the world. They've just started a project in England. You know, maybe England's already taken off a little bit, but they're actually getting into some still wines in a region called the Crouch Valley, which is just up and coming in England. You know, so I think that's a little similar to this project in the Cowichan Valley. And I've gotten to meet that winemaker, and he's great, and it's been fun to hang out with Charlie there. And so that, and then along with Julia, because really this project here at Unsworth is not officially Jackson family. It's Barbara Banky and her daughter Julia Jackson. Julia's, you know, climate change activist, you know, big into the biodiversity conservation as well. And I think she actually was the one, if I'm not mistaken, who kind of got interested in this region, because if you look at climate data, given that we're on an island, we're surrounded by the Pacific Ocean, we're actually going to be reasonably buffered. And, you know, I think where climate has changed already in the last 10 years, that varieties like Pinot and Chardonnay are now getting into a really nice growing zone climatically on Vancouver Island. Well, we're likely to have a very long runway with those varieties, you know, especially if we can kind of curb climate change in some reasonable time frame.
He is the wonderful Dan Wright. He is the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. You gave me that tour. Give me a verbal version of the tour back so that people can see yet, that will be open if you tour Unsworth. The back half of this building, what's in there?
Yeah, so it's a production space. I mean, it's for winemaking. It's a winery. We've expanded that. We've built around our existing winery. It's still back there. You can't really see it now from the tasting room anymore. And it's got a new tank room as well as two new barrel halls, which actually for me was maybe the most important part of the project. It was the impetus for starting this project was to have great temperature controlled barrels for aging our wines. And so we're bringing some of those. They're maybe not the super sexy elements, but they're just so fundamental for wine quality, and it's something I'm really excited and passionate about. I can go talk all day about, you're asking me about wastewater systems and drains and floor slopes and temperature control. Exciting stuff.
Very sexy.
Yeah.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Wine BC, where the mountains meet the vines. Your BC wine adventure begins. Savor and explore vibrant flavors as you wander through rolling vineyards. Your perfect getaway is waiting. Start planning now at winebc.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Best Coast Distillers, where innovation meets passion on the Vancouver Island Peninsula. From sourcing our own local core ingredients to experimenting with fermentation yeasts, Best Coast is committed to pushing the limits of what's possible. Living and working in this warm Mediterranean-like microclimate within Canada is like winning the distiller's jackpot. Clean sea air, steady temperatures, and a bounty of local ingredients fuel our creativity. and perfectly timed for summer in 2025, they have released Canada's first estate-grown small batch Agricole rum. You can find all the details at bestcoastdistillers.com. Tasting Room Radio with Dan Wright, the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. And remind the audience, if you will, about the plantings that we first did a story on a number of years ago.
Yeah, so we have a new vineyard. We still haven't named it. We're gonna come up with a name, but it's west of Duncan. It's about 25, 30-minute drive from the winery, and it's in a beautiful little warm pocket north of the Cowichan River, west of Duncan, and it's got a south-facing slope. It's fully planted now, 40 acres planted, 60-acre property. Yeah. So we've left elk corridors, and we left some trees, and we've also put in a fairly large irrigation pond for sustainability, because the whole property, it is irrigated, but it's entirely irrigated by rainwater capture.
I remember seeing a well on the top of the hill.
There is a well. It's only for emergency use and like employees to wash their hands.
So the plantings were Pinot and Chardonnay?
It's a 70-ish% Pinot, 25% Chardonnay, and the last 2 acres are split between Gamay and Pinot Gris.
Okay. What clones did you plant?
Oh, it's a variety of clones. We went for basically diversity in clonal selection and also rootstock selection to see a little bit what works best. So we have lots of little like 1-2 acre blocks with each one's a little different.
Yeah, the seasons will tell you, right?
Yeah. So we've got all the Dijon clones. We've got some Pommard. We've got some Wente Chardonnay, for example. We've also got some of the newer up-and-coming kind of clones for Chardonnay, like 548 and 843 in Pinot. So, yeah.
And here's
943 in Pinot. 943.
Yeah. And here's the deal. What was total production before Jackson showed up?
It was around 10,000 cases.
Right. What will be the total production now?
Yeah, so we built a facility out to have a capacity of 50,000 cases. It's going to take us a number of years to grow into that. And we built a facility, primarily for Unsworth, but we are open to doing custom crush and that sort of thing for other clients as well.
I bet you are. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. He is the wonderful Dan Wright. He is the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. The award-winning Unsworth on Cameron Taggart Road in Mill Bay. Mill Bay, the very heart of wine country. I was looking at your Best Rosé in Canada announcement here. It was an email that I'm on the newsletter, right? It says 2022 Saison Vineyard Pinot Noir, 90 points, Best Rosé in Canada.
So you might as well come and drink it on the patio.
We've been doing just that. Given the possibilities here now, as the winemaker, what are you thinking about?
That's a great question. I mean, my head has been like buried deep in this project for the last couple years, especially intensively in the last year. So again, it's like, I don't know if this is sexy for radio, but I'm really like, what my next big thing that I'm trying to figure out is bottling lines. So we need to upgrade our Charmat bottling line for our Charme de Lille, and with that we're looking at the possibilities of bottling all of our wines. Up until now we've typically used a co-packer of Artists, which travels around BC. A little free plug for them, but they're great. They bottle probably a lot of BC wines across the province. But
well, what do you want to do with them?
With our bottling line?
Yeah.
So we need a bottling line that can do pressure, which is very specialized for the Chardonnay.
That's sexy.
It's sexy. Yeah, okay. I know.
I can't take this much excitement.
No, I know. What else are we talking? We're talking about, we're always looking at we're interested in more vineyards. We built a pretty big facility, so we got to grow into those shoes. So we're looking around for more vineyards. We don't necessarily need just vineyard land, just not we don't need wineries and things like that, right? But vineyard land anyway.
Tasting Room Radio with Dan Wright, the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. How wide is the portfolio now?
Wide?
Go ahead. What were we going
to say? I remember what the whole like best rosé in Canada probably refers to is that we did get, I think, the top score in Decanter this year for...
Was that the 93 from Giz?
Rosé. No, it was Decanter.
Okay.
Just for, I don't know if it was a 92 or 91 or I forget, but of the Canadian rosés, ours was the top scoring from Decanter. So there that's why.
Well done.
Canada. Yeah.
Good save. How wide is the portfolio?
That's like how many different wines? Off the top of my head, I'm going to guess it's around 15.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, which is why I'm interested in the four that you... That you, because we don't have time to do them all.
Yeah.
And so, what are the four and why?
Okay, so I started you off. I mean, it's always nice to start off with the bubbles, and that's how we like to greet people and start people. So we've got a Charme de Lille Rosé. You know, it's light, refreshing, 11.5%, and something that we think is you just drink every day at the beginning of meal, end of meal, all the time, no meal. I also poured this for you because it's something that is widely available. So if you're listening to this and you want to get your hands on some of these wines, there's a few that I'm going to tease you with, but this is one that's in the BCL now, and you can find it fairly widely across the province.
It is much more appreciated now. When it first came out, I think people were, what is this? What's going on here? It has become a standard bearer.
Thank you. Yeah. Charm of the Island, sparkling wine, the name that we share with other wineries of the island. It has to be 100% island grown fruits. It's a name we've trademarked, and it has to be under the Charmat method. 11.5, light, which, you know, I think a lot of people are looking for these days.
Price point?
It is $32.90.
Wonderful. No, and non-vintage, but it's, you can find it, and it is for everything. It's not just, it can be for a meal, but it's an absolutely stunning bottle to open a conversation with.
Absolutely.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Best Coast Distillers, where innovation meets passion on the Vancouver Island Peninsula. From sourcing our own local core ingredients to experimenting with fermentation yeasts, Best Coast is committed to pushing the limits of what's possible. Living and working in this warm Mediterranean-like microclimate within Canada is like winning the distiller's jackpot. Clean sea air, steady temperatures, and a bounty of local ingredients fuel our creativity. And perfectly timed for summer in 2025, they have released Canada's first estate-grown small batch Agricole Rum. You can find all the details at bestcoastdistillers.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Winemakers Cut in the District Wine Village in Oliver. Their latest releases, crafted in BC, are now available for you to enjoy. They include some of the favorite wines, Sauvignon Blanc, Rosé, Muscat, Chardonnay, Grüneveltliner, and a unique sparkling Grüneveltliner. These wines are already featured in top Canadian restaurants, and we are offering you a chance to experience them firsthand. And keep an eye on the no and low alcohol offerings in the Opera Room right next door. You can find the wines themselves at the District Wine Village in Oliver and on the web at winemakerscut.ca. Tasting Room Radio with Dan Wright, the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley.
Yeah, and so... I've also poured for you getting into three wines that are more exclusive to our tasting room, and, you know, because I also want to celebrate the opening of the tasting room, promote the opening of the tasting room, so encouraging you to come check it out, and you can find these three wines here. I'll whip through them, and I can talk about each of them. So it's the 2023 Chardonnay, Cowichan Valley, and 2023 Gamay Noir, which is 3690. 2022 Saison Vineyard Pinot Noir, it's the black label, and that clocks in at 7590. Do you write that down? So these three wines, I mean, they're three of my favorite wines right now, drinking wise, and 2023 Chardonnay.
What a nose.
We can, yes. I mean, it's Cowichan Valley, so we have fresh, bright Chardonnays. A little kiss of oak on this. and I think very refreshing but round palates. 2023 Gamay, light and juicy, red fruit just popping. I mean, you can jump in and say what you
want. Thank you so much. No, first of all, the Chardonnay was all nose. The nose was wonderful. I want to know about the barrel program.
Yeah, so it's pretty light. This one was about 15%. I keep it around like 10 to 15% new oak. And then it's all barrel fermented, French oak, but most of those barrels are older. I've got one barrel in particular that I really like to use. It's a 500 liter Dami, which is a French Cooper, and it's a light toast, and it's just really elegant wood.
What kind of grain?
It's a tight grain, tight grain.
Okay.
I like tight
Friends, grain. That is a question, yes. Trust me, that only you can ask Dan Wright the grains of his barrels.
Yes, I mean, for most of our wines, Pinots and Chardonnays, I really like tight grain. I like longer age stays. I like a lighter toast. And the reason for that is our wines are very cool climate, delicate fruit. And that seems to just marry with the fruit really nicely. Give the wines a little bit of backbone, a little bit of mid-palate framing, if you will, but not cover up the fruit.
There's a sticker on the side of it, of course, from Gizmondi, the spitter, 93, mm-hmm. which is a for him is a standing ovation.
That's for the 2022 Saison Vineyard Pinot Noir. Yeah,
he is the wonderful Dan Wright. He is the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. How is the Saison hanging in?
Yeah, Saison's an amazing vineyard. I mean, we love working with Frederic and Ingrid. They're meticulous in their detail in the vineyard. We've been working with them for over a decade. And
how different will the Pinot that you're growing north in Duncan be from the Saison, do you think?
Yeah, I think there'll be some similarities, but a little differences. So they're a little closer to the ocean. Saison's a warm site. That's why it's one of our top sites, and it grows ripe fruit. Our soils are slightly different. Our new vineyard's on a marine, sedimentary, more clay-based soil. And Saison's on quite a rocky, almost like cobblestone. It's a glacial till. He's actually got like a rock crusher in there because he breaks so much like vineyard equipment trying to farm that site that he's now like crushing up a few of the rocks to make it more passable.
It sounds like farming in the Similkameen.
Yeah. Or like Beaujolais or something like that. Like just like little cobbles, really.
Dan, can we get our hands on the Unsworth 2022 Pinot?
Do we have to come? Valley?
Yeah.
This one in front of you, the Saison Vineyard 2022. There are some select stores out there and restaurants that carry it. I can't tell you off the top of my head, but the best way to find it is either through our website or coming on site here.
And the Gamay?
Gamay is on site and through our website as well.
Making a lot of it.
No, that one we only made like 5 barrels, so about 100 cases worth. Yeah, that was really fun. I love working with Gamay. We've planted an acre, as I mentioned, at our new site. This one of the things I love about the 2023 was we sat down to blend with the team, my assistant winemaker, Maddie, my cellar hand, and I think it was Clem at the time. And we had about 6 barrels that we actually made from harvest, and we blended them up. We tasted all the barrels individually, as we like to do with all of our blending trials. We found one barrel that was just not quite meeting the standard, and we decided to trial the blend on the bench without it, and it just made such a difference. So we decided to kick it out of the blend, and we only made 5 barrels total of it. So, but it just made that wine complete. It's very satisfying when that happens, because it's not always true. Sometimes it's really weird. Sometimes you need that one odd barrel in there for complexity, but this time it worked.
Let me ask you one last big ass question here. Because you're a winemaker, I'm not asking you to fix the world.
Yeah.
the success of this, first of all, your program, the success of the wines, the tasting room, the attention that it's drawing to the Cowichan Valley, how can that help everybody here if you guys are successful the way I think you're going to be?
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I that's personally something I really hope to see. I've been here now about 10 years, and when I arrived in 2016, I felt like, okay, I'm getting in at a really good time, because, you know, I felt like on the kind of edge of something great. And definitely with the purchase of Unsworth in 2020 by Barbara and Julia, definitely felt like some movement there. And like, okay, now things, the ball is starting to roll. So I'm really hopeful that this is just going to lift up the valley. There's going to be more interest in the wine industry here. There's going to be more, I think, wineries and vineyards started in the valley. I think we need a little bit of that, and that would be great. Maybe a few of those players in the Okanagan will start looking our way. You know, the climate's pretty nice here. We don't have the winter injury to deal with, and the fires as much. A knock on wood. I mean, you can get the odd fire and stuff, but you know, we've never had an issue to date here with like smoke taint and things like that.
And people still come.
And yeah, tourism is growing. I think it's actively growing. We've seen year over year, more and more people discovering this place. The word is starting to get out. It's still the best kept secret, but you know, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Unsworthvineyards.com is the website address. He's Dan Wright, the winemaker at Unsworth Vineyards. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Winemakers Cut in the District Wine Village in Oliver. Their latest releases, crafted in BC, are now available for you to enjoy. They include some of the favorite wines, Sauvignon Blanc, Rosé, Muscat, Chardonnay, Grüner Veltliner, and a unique sparkling Grüner Veltliner. These wines are already featured in top Canadian restaurants, and we are offering you a chance to experience them firsthand. And keep an eye on the no and low alcohol offerings in the Opera Room right next door. You can find the wines themselves at the District Wine Village in Oliver and on the web at winemakerscut.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench. Just a note from winemaker Kathy Malone. We've just rolled out the new summer menu, and they've already started the Hillside Happy Hour. It's going to run every Thursday from 2 to 6 p.m. for a free tasting experience in the wine shop every Thursday at Hillside. And they've just won a double gold at the All-Canadian Wine Awards for the 2021 Gamay. You can find all the details for Hillside Winery and Bistro at hillsidewinery.ca. Welcome back. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. And we have, because we've been talking to Dan Wright at Unsworth in the Cowichan Valley about basically their structure and fantastic new winery and plantings that will increase the product of their winery, it fell into my lap that this was the perfect opportunity to talk to Julie Paul, the co-owner and co-winemaker at Alderley Vineyards in North Cowichan, who is also the president of the Cowichan Wineries Society. I hope I got all that right. And Julie, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Terry. Great to be back.
Right in front of us next week, as a matter of fact, is the kickoff party for the Cowichan Winery Festivals. The whole of the month of August is the perfect time to do it. You're doing it for a number of years. Where's the kickoff? How's it happening?
Yeah, we're doing something a little different this year, Terry. We've established a little partnership for the kickoff event with the Malahat Skywalk. So we're pretty excited about it. It's this coming Wednesday, July the 30th. From 6:30 to 8:30, which is kind of after hours for them. So you get to sneak into the Malahat Skywalk after hours. And it's a bit of a combo event, because not only do you get access to the Malahat Skywalk, but then at the plaza area, there's going to be the 12 wineries from the Cowichan Valley who will be each pouring one of their wines. They each have a feature wine. And we're actually going to have each wine paired with a special dish designed by Chef George of the Malahat Skywalk. So we're kind of excited to do that sort of pairing opportunity, which we sort of haven't done before. And each winery gets to kind of hone in on one wine that they'd like to feature specifically at the event.
For those of us who've only driven by the Malahat Skywalk, tell me what it's like.
It's stunning, Terry, truly. When they were talking about it, what it was going to look like, they're trying to picture and imagine it, but it's gorgeous. There's this beautiful walk through the forest, essentially, and then you got this absolutely gorgeous tower. You wander up. The views are sensational. And if you like a little adventure, you can take a little slide down. Honestly, it takes about 5 seconds. And your heart is going to go into your throat. It's super fun, but it's as soon as it happens, it's over. Or if you fancy something a little more sedate, you can just wander right back on down. But definitely it's worth the climb because the views of the ocean, of the other Gulf Islands, absolutely the best to showcase what this part of the world and beautiful coast we live on.
So you're going to have the wineries out on the Skywalk, and everybody's pouring one particular wine?
Yes.
What are you pouring from Alderley?
Well, Alderley, we're pouring a wine that we don't normally pour very often. It is our sort of one of our flagship premium reds, the Contraband. So it is, I like to call it the Matrix Reloaded. For those of you who may be familiar with the Matrix blend, we do a big, bold red that's a blend of Cabernet Foch, Merlot, and Cabernet Libre. And the twist with the Contraband is that it's mostly Merlot in the blend versus the Matrix, which is mostly the hybrids.
Right.
So it's a kind of a bolder red than you'd expect to find grown 100% on Vancouver Island, 100% on our estate here in the North Cowichan.
Judith Powell, the co-owner and co-winemaker at Alderley Vineyards in North Cowichan, who is also the president of the Cowichan Wineries Society. So what's the agenda? So we're going to be, there's food, there's nibbles, there's pours, and everybody gets to meet the and the wineries are changing, as we well know. You're looking at Unsworth, for example. Some of the same people are pouring, but there's new owners. Those same owners have Blue Grouse. There's new owners and a new winery name and plantings at Cobble Hill. Everything's changing here.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, you know, to get some new blood, some new ownership in the valley, and it's really creating a lot of energy and excitement. Certainly, the Cobble Hill Winery, Tricia and Stephen, have been a great introduction to the valley, and they bring a lot of their own ideas and experience to the table, as well as their enthusiasm. The other one change we're seeing too this summer is the former Glenterra Vineyard, now with new owners. They are Martina and her partner, and the Telltale Winery is the new branding there. And so we're quite excited to have them join us for the festival this summer. So lots of new players. So that'll certainly be, be a great opportunity for you to find your old favorite wines with their new releases. So everyone's got new wines, some familiar faces, and some new faces.
Tell me about the passport program that goes with the wine festival.
Sure, yeah. So the Malahat Skywalk event is obviously the introduction, and it's a great opportunity for people to dip their toe in the water. And then there is the actual festival itself, which runs the entire month of August, August 1st to 31st. And that's really kind of a self-touring passport. So people buy tickets, and then they can visit actually 13 wineries participating in that event. It's a $50 ticket, but you have the entire month to explore the valley, visit each winery at your own pace. And it's especially a great festival, not only for people visiting the region, but for locals as well, you know, who don't often maybe take the time to get out and explore the valley, and they can do it at a pace that suits them.
So I'm just looking at this to wrap up here. The Wine Festival kickoff party at Malahat Skywalk, July the 30th, Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30. Cowichan Valley wines being poured, one from each winery in attendance. That's 13 wineries.
There's a few things to keep in mind with regards to the festivals as well, particularly for the August Passport Program. Just encouraging people to check out the website. That's cowichanwineries.com. Some of the wineries do require appointments even during the festival, and we just recommend people plan ahead. There's also, unfortunately for the vineyards in the North Cowichan, there's kind of a major road closure on Heard Road, so just telling people again to plan their route so that nobody's plans go off the rails. And I guess the only other thing for both the festival and especially the kickoff event, Terry, is the tickets are limited, and they are selling quite quickly. So I would encourage people, particularly with the less than a week out between now and the Skywalk event launch, that they snap those up.
Okay. And one more thing. Just in general scope, There's a lot of buzz about the Cowichan Valley, and because they didn't get hit with two cold snaps. And this is just another great growing season, releasing season for the Cowichan Valley. And I kind of wonder if it's showing at the front doors. Am I just imagining this, or are we seeing more people, more destination visitors?
I think that's exactly right. I think there's a combination of factors that are contributing to that. Certainly, there's the increased profile and interest in the Cowichan Valley as a wine region. That's certainly growing, and people are, you know, understanding that there is great wine on Vancouver Island and certainly within the Cowichan Valley. Obviously, you know, people are changing some of their travel plans for the summer in light of some of the things that are happening. A lot of people wanting to stay local and really gravitating towards, you know, the wineries and some of the other attractions that are in the area and taking advantage of that. And we are seeing that increased traffic, both from visitors and from locals. There seems to be a real energy around the wine industry and some of the things that are happening here with the new players and people discovering our wines and becoming real fans.
Judith Powell, the co-owner and co-winemaker at Alderley Vineyards in North Cowichan, who is also the president of the Cowichan Wineries Society. What's the website where people can get information?
All the information they need about all the tickets and the wineries themselves is cowichanwineries.com.
Thank you, Julie, for this. Have a great pour.
Thanks so much, Terry. Pleasure.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench. Just a note from winemaker Kathy Malone. We've just rolled out the new summer menu, and they've already started the Hillside Happy Hour. It's going to run every Thursday from 2 to 6 p.m. for a free tasting experience in the wine shop every Thursday at Hillside. And they've just won a double gold at the All-Canadian Wine Awards for the 2021 Gamay. You can find all the details for Hillside Winery and Bistro at hillsidewinery.ca.